Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Duke Snyder. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Thomas scores. Banks moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moon bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tapp strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Howard reaches second base with a double. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Charlie Neal, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Howard scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Ashburn reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. There goes Thomas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bauschi is walked intentionally. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Roebuck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Roebuck hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball four. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilliam moves to second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam moves to third. Moon moves to second. Norm Larker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. Moon scores. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tap is 0 for 1 in the game. Tap hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Tap reaches second base with a double. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roebuck is 0 for 1 in the game. Roebuck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Kindle moves to second. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to third for the out. Tap moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal catches it and throws to first to double up Altman. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry strikes out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Will steals second. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roebuck is 0 for 2 in the game. Roebuck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Ron Santo. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to second. 1 out. Bob Will pinch hits for LTAP. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Earl Averill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Don Elston now pitching. Earl Averill now catching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Dodgers. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Larker hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Altman bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.